This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Moscow and Kyiv are trading accusations after major dam collapse in southern Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Ukraine's president,
Russia підірвала бомбу,
saying Russia set off a bomb of mass environmental destruction. Vladimir Putin's spokesman alleging a deliberate act of sabotage by Ukraine. At the White House,
we cannot say conclusively what happened at this point.
Though National Security Council spokesman John Kirby notes Russian forces illegally seized the dam months ago. Kirby says what is clear is the deadly impact on the Ukrainian people, their crops, water supplies, and power grid. Sagar Magani, Washington.
At a news conference, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the dam's destruction will have a wide-reaching impact.
The dam also helps power the Kukovka hydroelectric power plant. So, in addition to loss of life and livelihoods, its destruction could very well have a devastating impact on Ukraine's energy security, and it will certainly have an impact on Ukraine's canal system.
Meanwhile, the EU is warning of solidarity fatigue toward Ukrainian refugees as the bloc's economy slows, affecting poor families and particular, EU officials say the warm welcome for millions of Ukrainians is also being offset by the creeping influence of Russian propaganda. About 4 million Ukrainians are being hosted in the EU following Russia's invasion of their country 16 months ago. However, a special report says what we might call solidarity fatigue is beginning to set in some member states. There is more at VOAnews.com. Again, VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The Saudi state news agency SBA reported early Wednesday that Saudi Arabian Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman and U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met and discussed bilateral relations. It said they also discussed aspects of cooperation in various fields and developments in regional international situations. Blinken arrived in Saudi Arabia on Tuesday on a mission to steady Washington's relationship with Riyadh after years of deepening disagreements on issues ranging from Iran and regional security to oil prices. Canada wildfires lead to multiple air quality alerts in the U.S. along with health precautions. AP correspondent Julie Walker tells us more.
Smoke from Canada's intense wildfires from the western provinces to Quebec is being blown to the Great Lakes, Mid-Atlantic, and Northeast, resulting in air quality alerts, says National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Taylor.
For most folks, it's not going to be too dangerous.
But he warns those more vulnerable to bad air quality.
Those with asthma or other respiratory issues, or even those who are just, maybe more susceptible to that kind of thing, may want to limit their outdoor activities.
Taylor says the smoke is sticking around because of the stagnant weather pattern. Julie Walker, New York.
Malawi's government has started revoking citizenship of refugees and asylum seekers accused of obtaining their status fraudulently. But critics say the program is too broad and will ensnare legitimate refugees. Namek Masina reports.
Minister of Homeland Security Zikali Ngoma told a press conference Monday that Malawi received a request from Rwanda to help track down about 55 criminals wanted for various charges who are staying in Malawi. Ngoma said the fugitives could not be found easily because they might have changed their identities and are using Malawian names. As part of the manhunt, he said the government is revoking passports and citizenships that were fraudulently obtained. Lamek Masina for VOA News, Blanta, Malawi.
Mexican Foreign Affairs Secretary Marcelo Ebrard said Tuesday he will resign his position next week to dedicate himself to seeking the nomination of President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador's party to be a presidential candidate in next year's election. Ebrard is among three leading aspirants for the presidential nomination of the ruling Morena Party. There's more at VOAnews.com. Again, it's VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.